Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. That's a very important thing. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for another opportunity to just come together and just hear what the Lord has prepared on my heart to share with you today. This is your host for tonight on Blog Talk Radio. I am Minister Vaughn Dillmas, and I am located in San Antonio, Texas. So feel free to get comfortable, go into the chat rooms, or you can send messages through the Blog Talk to me if you would like to contact me personally for any praise reports. We love sharing the praise reports with each other, any prayer requests, and we love praying for each other. We are to pray for each other according to the Word of God. We want to be that encouragement word to you. Amen? We want to encourage others. And it doesn't matter where you're at on your walk with the Lord. It does not matter. God wants to meet you just where you're at, right there, that point where you're at. So don't listen to the word of the enemy who tells you that you have to wait until you clean yourself up, or you have to wait until you get into a certain position before God is going to be willing to listen to you, before you can hear from God. Because if you're honest with yourself, somebody right now may be laying in a house that's not even theirs. You may be laying in a house with something stuck in your arm. You may be smoking on something that you know that is against you, but your flesh has got addicted to it. You may be somewhere that you never dreamed or imagined that you would be. But I want you to know that God is still working things together for the good of you, okay? And so don't you think that just because that's where you're at, that you can't speak and you can't cry out to God. You can cry out to God right now, wherever you're at. And the good thing about our Creator, you don't even have to worry about what others are going to say that's around you. You don't have to worry about that. Because you can open your mouth and you can speak right now. Or you can just open your heart and you can speak from your spirit. And your spirit connecting with the Spirit of God. And He's going to hear you. And He will deliver you. And He will answer you right there in the midst of that sinful thing that you're doing. Right there. He's right there with you. He's just that loving, He's just that kind, and He wants you to know that you cannot get away from Him. You cannot get away from His love. You cannot go away from His power, and He is not about to leave you. He's not about to leave you. He has no way of missing you, because His eyes are always on you. Wherever you at, His eyes are always on you. He has angels that are sent to protect you. They're watching over you. Hallelujah. So you just may want to stop wherever you're at right now and just invite the Holy Spirit to come into your life. I know that's a lot, isn't it? Just right there where I'm at, Minister Vaughn, I can take out this time and invite Him? Yes, you can. You can throw your hands up, or you can just close your eyes and just throw your spirit out to Him. Holy Ghost, my Father, Jesus, hallelujah, I come to you just as I am, right where I'm at. My spirit, I'm asking it to connect to your spirit. I believe that you are the God of all gods. You are my Creator. I acknowledge that you love me so much that even this sin that I'm living in, you want it not to separate me from you. So you have given to show me how to give. You gave the best of you. You gave yourself through your only Son, Jesus Christ. And you gave Him that I might have life, that I may live a life that's more abundant than where I'm at right now. So I accept. Accept all that you have given me, all that Jesus' blood
the shed blood. I accept all that it covers. It covers all of my healing. It covers all of my sins. And I accept that right now. I believe that there is no way back to the Father unless I come through his Son, Jesus Christ. I confess my sins. I confess all of the things that have stopped and blocked me from hearing from you. I confess my sins. I confess that I'm a sinner. And I invite you to come and live inside of me. I invite you to come and do something new inside of me. I invite you to come and set me free. Come and deliver me from this drug habit, from this sexual promiscuity, from this alcoholism, from this lying spirit that's up on me, from this demonic spirit that has connected itself with me. I know that I open up the doors by snapping that bottle. I know that I open up the doors to Father by reading and acquiring all of this demonic stuff. But, oh, I surrender. I surrender it all to you right now, Jesus. I admit that I'm too far into it, and I can't do it by myself. I can't do it by myself. So I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a God that I can talk to. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a God that I can speak to. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for never, ever leaving me, never turning your back on me, forsaking me for no reason, for biggest reasons, for small reasons. I thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. I thank you for sharing your word with me. I thank you for putting me in a position to hear your word. And I just thank you, Jesus, for being the God of forgiveness. Thank you for my life. I look forward to living a life with you. I'm an open vessel. I invite your Holy Spirit to come and live inside of me, to be the director of my life now, to speak to me and open my eyes that I may see and hear and able to do the things that you would have me to do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, amen. You just didn't do anything. You just did the most important thing. Now, it's very important that you reach out and let somebody know of your decision to follow Christ. It's very important that you stay in connection with someone that's going to lead you and be beside you and walk with you. That's very important that you get in a Bible teaching church. Because did you know that not all churches are teaching from the Bible? Did you know that there are many churches who are just teaching what they think is right, according to what matches their life? They're teaching according to what will cover their sins. But you've been fooled long enough. That's how you got to where you're at now. You've been down long enough. You're ready for something different. You're ready for something good to happen in your life. Amen? You're ready for it, to feel his compassion. You're ready now to get off of the breast milk. You're ready to start getting some big food. Yeah, some solid food. And you're ready to know without the shadow of a doubt that God is with me. And every problem that I have, I don't have to run to the world's mechanisms to make my spirit, make my flesh feel comfortable. I want to get to the point now that my flesh has to surrender to me. Spirit is going to be in control, and it's led by the Holy Spirit. And when my flesh starts crying out that it needs this or it needs that, these worldly things that the flesh likes to feed off of, my spirit is going to be more stronger. My spirit is going to demand and dictate what it is that my flesh can and cannot have. That's where I'm at. See, we can't walk around forever on these bottle-fed meals. We got these people walking around in these big bodies, but they still can only do the things that their flesh is telling them to do. They're dictated by the flesh. They're living by the flesh. They can't deny the flesh for anything. But the Bible tells us that we must die to our flesh daily.
That means when our flesh starts crying out of all the different things that it needs, if it doesn't line up with the word of God, then we're in the wrong track. And the Bible says that when you're lukewarm, when you're declaring his word one day and you're living by the flesh on the same day, you're saying one thing, but you're turning around and you're living another way. He says that you're lukewarm, lukewarm. And he said he would spit you out of his mouth. You either are or you are not. You're either walking on water or you're sinking. You're either giving him your all or you're turning against him for his all. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power. Thank you for each and every member that will hear this broadcast that is live in the archives or the ones that are in chat rooms right now that is with us live, the ones that are calling in that is on mute. God bless each and every household. Bless the things that they are allowed to hear. Bless the things that they are allowed to see as they go through their week. And may this word be a word that uplifts them to turn their mindset to you. And may this be a week, dear Father, that they start to recognize just how weak the flesh is and how strong you are and all of the power that they need to surrender to you comes from you. You give it to us to give back. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I pray that you're having a wonderful day today. And then as you prepare for your tomorrows and you're already preparing, that you're praying over your families, you're praying over your mind, you're trying to discipline yourself to get yourself ready to know that there's nothing that's going to come to me this week that's going to overpower me, that I am going to do the things that I said I'm going to do. Because I'm going to be in my word, and I'm going to study to show myself worthy. I'm going to study to show that I am wanting, I'm willing, I'm a willing vessel who's willing and wanting and desiring more of you, Lord. So I'm going to study your word, and I'm going to set aside time just to be with you. I'm just not going to say I'm going to do it and just hopefully that I remember it and that it'll get to a position and then I can do it. But no, I'm actually wanting to experience more of you, God. I want to go to a new level, and I'm not afraid of fighting. I'm not afraid of fighting to get to where I need to go. I'm not afraid of pressing on to get to where I want to go. And what that simply means is that you've already discovered that there's obstacles in your life throughout life, and there is none who does not face obstacles. Some kind of way we kind of look at others and we believe the lie of the enemy who tells us that it's certain people who don't go through anything. Anybody ever heard that? Anybody ever felt that? If I could just be in this position, then I wouldn't have to go through these struggles. Yeah. You know, and a lot of times we think it's financial. We say all the time, if I could just get over this financial hump, then, you know, it'll all be okay. That has nothing to do with the things that you're doing. Look at you. It's some things that if you had all the money in the world, it would just be digging a deeper hole for you to fall into. Because how is that going to cure the things that your flesh has set up now that it wants? How is it? If that's the case, then would anybody who had any kind of finances going on wouldn't be committing suicide. They wouldn't have their stories to tell. They would have nothing else that they would want or desire. But we know that all of that is so far from the truth. Why? Because the rich man tells us that, right? Those who have those things tell us they have not at all. They still have that empty void. So it's okay to fight on. Don't sit down in the ring and decide God is your biggest cheerleader. He's given you all the tools you need to be successful in this life. And so we just got to make sure that we are out there and we're pressing on. And we're in fellowship with each other. And you say, well, you know, I tried to be in fellowship with this person, but it just didn't work out, whatever. You know, that's why God put more than one person on this planet. But when you allow the enemy to start to move you to the side and try to ostracize you, and he can only speak into your spirit what he wants you to see, what he wants you to hear, what he wants you to do. And if you listen long enough, it starts to make sense. You know, when you first look at it, you said, I would never be that person that does this or that. And before you know it, you don't know when it happened or exactly how it happened. But not only are you doing it, but you're trying to encourage others to do it. Now it doesn't make too, it's not too crazy after all. Now you're out there with the banner and you're trying to get others to join that bandwagon. We must die to our flesh daily, daily. And it doesn't always feel good. Amen? It doesn't feel good. But that's where we have somewhere that we can run to. The God Almighty said he is our shelter. And we can run to him and we're covered. And you may look at others and say, how did they go through that? And you may even, the enemy may even speak to you and say, it's fake. It's no way that they don't hurt. No way that they're not in pain. And see, the truth lies right here in the Word. It's not that we don't hurt. It's not that we don't feel the same pain that you feel. It's just that we don't have to waddle in it. We don't have to get caught up in it. We don't have to look to the world to say, how do I solve this pain? How do I quiet down these noises in my head? How do I deal with this here that's going on? We don't have to look to the world for that because we know that there's never been a successful case that has traveled down that road. No one has made it successfully to their destination. Not none. But the Bible tells us that we can bring all of our cares, all of our concerns to him. And we can leave them there. We can leave them right there. We don't have to pick them up, lay them down, pick them up, lay them down. We can leave them right there. And so that's why we yearn for him. You know, just like the deer pants for a stream of water when it's thirsty. It just kind of pants for a stream of water. So does our soul. That's why you're running for the world, trying to find some answer, but we just run to the Lord because our soul is panting for God. My soul is thirsty for God. My soul is thirsty for the living Word, the living God. It's thirsty for some shelter. It's thirsty for someone to pick me up from the problems where I'm at and take me, lift me a little higher. That even though I'm still going through, now I can see how God sees things. I can see that there's a silver lining out there. I can see that it's always not going to be dark. I can see that weeping may last for the night, but this joy that is coming. But when you're stuck down in the midst of that, all you see is that stuff, that, whatever that is in your circumstance. There's the difference. I get to see that there's a silver lining. I get to see that I can fight on. I get to see that I can press on. Amen? Well, this is Minister Vaughn. And again, you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com, or you can leave a message right here to Blog Talk. Let's continue on, shall we? So we know that as God has called and he has chosen you, he has trusted you with so much, what are you doing with it? Your soul is just thirsty to do the will of God. You're just thinking, you know, when can I go and meet with God? Anytime. He's a 24-hour, 7 days a week God. Anytime you can meet with him. You can go to God in prayer and you can find him right there, right there. Just as that deer finds the water in that cool stream when he's thirsty, you can go to God in your needs, in your wants, your desires, in your pain, in your hurt, in your troubles, in your joy. You can go to God. God is still right there. You will find him. You seek him, you will find him. He's knocking on your heart. God, where are you? You're so far away from me. I can't feel you. He's knocking right there. He's knocking on your heart. He's knocking. Will you open the door? said, what door? I don't even know what else it is to do. I'm lost. I read my word. I don't know what else it is to do. Maybe you just keep on doing something that's down off inside of you that your spirit is asking you to do. It could be just go help someone. It could be just go and be in a constant fellowship with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It may be out of your comfort zone. It may be just getting up and giving him the respect that you give your job. Do you show up to your job once every 4 years? When is the last time that you've been to church? When the last time that you just opened your heart and walked up in a church? I'm not talking about funerals. I'm not talking about that. But you just went to church. You dressed yourself up and you just went to thank God and be in fellowship with others that are thanking God. You said, but there's all kind of different hypocrites up in there. We know. There is no perfect hospitals. People die in hospitals. But they are there to heal. People are healed in hospitals. The church is a hospital. And so, yes, there's going to be all kind of different things you're going to see. But you go in there with God in your spirit, and you will find God in that church. See, when you carry the church in your heart, that's what you will meet. That's what you will seek. That's what you will find. So all of the other disruptive things that are trying to disrupt you, they'll be going on and you won't even be able to notice it. Why? Because you're somewhere else. God is lifting you to another place. You're not worrying about what this person has on or what this person is doing and saying. You're not worrying about the person beside you who's playing games on their tablets or their device while the service is going on. Because you know, God, this is all about you. This is all about you. I'm tired of playing games. I'm tired of being in a bad situation. I need to be lifted up. I need a brand new experience with you. And I'm not going to let nothing separate me from it. I'm not going to let anything separate me from it. You know, on our jobs, we will do the thing, and it is many times that there's this, you know, you have to dress in a certain manner. You may be business casual, and you can't do flip-flops or jeans. It must be this here. And you will make sure that you find a way to dress accordingly to what it is that your job has dictated to you. But why is it that we say, well, I'm not going into the house of the Lord because they want me to look a certain way, and I don't have that attire? But you're finding that attire to go to your job. You say, I don't get along with everybody in the church. And you don't get along with everybody in your job, but you're finding a way to get there and to be on time there. But then when it comes into being in the holy sanctuary, you just throw anything on. You just walk in any time that you feel like it. And then let's talk to the ones who you're experienced. And now, you know, the church is inside of you. So your home should be a sacred ground. Your home is a sacred place. How many of us would walk around in your home just cursing? That's where God lives. That's the place he's giving you. That's the sacred ground. Your home, but you're just walking around cursing. You're just bringing any and every spirit up in there. Your sacred place. And then we say, I don't hear from God. Those are blocking. We're putting up roadblocks. You know, I believe that when we see our Savior face to face, I believe that there's going to be so many things that we're going to have. We said we have questions for him. We're going to ask, why did this happen? Because we're good at always pointing the finger at God, right? Well, why did he do this? Why did that happen? But we never look back at us and say, why did I put myself in a position that happened? I believe that when we see our Father, when we see our Savior face to face, and it tells us, you know, in Romans and different parts of the Bible, it tells us that everything is going to be revealed to us, right? So it's going to be revealed. I think that a lot of the things that we've asked for, a lot of the things that we've prayed for, a lot of the things that we don't understand on this side, how this happened, why it was allowed to happen, I think we're going to find that those answers is no longer in heaven. Those answers is right down here with us. Because God gave us those answers. He answered those prayers. It's just that we didn't hear. We refused to see the truth because it didn't look the way that we thought it should look. We didn't understand the position that we put ourselves in. So when we're looking to God, and why aren't you giving me this one? I'm praying, and you said that, you know, that you would provide my needs, but where are my needs? Where is that provision at? I believe that when we're looking around in heaven for that provision, we're going to find that it was right here on earth, that he had already delivered that answer to you. He had already provided for you that resource. But we just refused to receive it. We refused to be healed of those because he said, go dip ourselves in the water. And we said, that water is dirty. I'm not going to go dip in that water no seven times. I wanted to come up here and ask you to be healed, Father, and I wanted this feeling, and I wanted something to happen immediately, and I wanted it to be done. But the healing was already provided. It's just that you decided that that's not what I'm going to take. I don't want that answer. That's not the answer I'm looking for. Well, I need you to go do this. Well, I don't like going around people. I'm not going to do that. I don't like that race of people. I don't like that group of people. They're people. I don't want to get around that. I'm not doing it. No, that's not the answer. And so we keep going around and around and around. And then we preach about and we talk about the children, the Israelites, and how they was in the desert for all these years and just wandering around. And we talk about how much they complained. And then we have to think about ourselves. Are we the ones who are complaining? Are we the one finding fault with everything that goes on? Are we the one who's laying down our religions? We're picking it up one day and we're laying it down another day, and we're on this roller coaster. And we're the one who's somebody is watching our lives. Somebody. We're not demanding respect. So no one's giving us respect because they see you're not respecting yourself. And so someone is making up their mind to serve God, and they look at the life that you're living, and they say, if he can do that and call himself a Christian, I don't want no parts of it. I don't want any parts of it. So as we close tonight, I remind you that your body is a temple. Your body is the temple. And, you know, we are to cast our burdens on the Lord. I mean, cast is another word for throw. We need to get rid of the burdens. We can't just cover them up. We need to get rid of the burdens. Cast your burdens on the Lord. You need to cast them, not carry them around. Not talking about everybody who, how are you doing? You're talking about all your burdens. But cast your burdens on the Lord. And have mercy on others. You know, when someone lies on you, when someone doesn't meet up to your standards, you know, we want them to meet their justice, to get what they deserve. But when that same someone maybe tells you a dirty secret or they tell something that maybe you said not to, then you don't want the justice. Then you go to God and say, God, have mercy on me. So you must show mercy to receive mercy. You must show mercy to receive mercy. So have mercy on someone as you go through your week. Have mercy on yourself. Be generous to yourself. Look at yourself as you just the most important person. And you're in the spotlight of the world. And everyone is looking to be you. Everyone's looking at you for an example of how to live life. Look that you are the role model. Look at the way that you carry yourself. Look at the way that you allow people to enter and not enter into your space. Just take some time and just observe and see who's walking with me. Who is with me? Who am I following? Who am I following? And then turn around just slightly and see who's behind me. Who's following me? See, goodness and mercy should be following you.
But right now, you may find a couple other names back there that you need to take out of your line. You need to get out of your line. You need to call them out. You're not going to follow me. I'm not going to be a part of this. Shirley, get back up here. Mercy, get her. Love, get up here behind me. Joy, surround me. Patience, get with me. Call them out to be in your life. I want you to just look this week and identify who is around you, who's walking with you, who's beside you but talking against you. When you start to hear all kind of negative things in your mind this week, stop and ask that spirit, who are you? What voice is it that's talking to me? Who are you? You may be surprised when it turns around and tells you that I am from the father of lies. I'm sent to destroy you. I'm smiling in your face, but I'm sent to destroy you. I've identified myself the whole time that you've been with me. You see that I do nothing that's according to God's word. So why are you surprised now when I answer you to tell you just exactly who I am? I'm who it is that you invited in. 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3, 16, 17. It says, don't you know that you yourself are God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you? Don't you know? Don't you know? You yourself, put your name in there, you. Don't you know, Vaughn, that you, myself, I'm God's temple and that God's spirit lives in me? And so if anyone destroys God's temple, that means me. If I destroy God's temple, 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17, God said he would destroy the one who destroys his temple. For God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. God's temple is sacred. Don't you know that you are God's temple? So if you're destroying God's temple, God will destroy you. So why can't you get ahead? Why can't you move ahead? Why can't you get peace of mind? Maybe you're destroying God's temple. And so you're walking into the land of destruction. And you won't turn around to see where he's trying to lead you to. Well, I want you to take these words to heart. You can put this in the archive. You can download it to your MP3. You can do whatever you want. Just make sure you get the word. In Jesus' name. Until the next time, we love you, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.